Brokancho with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN.
All right.
The proposal now for Chicago. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. You go to a restaurant. Been to a restaurant? Anybody here been to a restaurant?
I think.
I love a good restaurant.
Okay. Yeah. I think most of us have.
No.
Weird. Someone hasn't been to a restaurant.
The
restaurant?
Well, so what we'll do, well, let me explain what's going to happen. There's a proposed ordinance being considered by Chicago aldermen aiming at tackling the unpredictability of the tipping system by eliminating the sub-minimum wage that allows employers to count workers' gratuities toward their base pay. So right now, the workers in restaurants can make as little as $6.40 an hour.
Even less in the county, right? If you go outside the city.
And then you would have to... Which, you know, the $13 an hour is the current minimum wage in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Rising to $15 by 2021.
Yeah, less than half, right? But they say, well, they're getting tips. So what are they complaining about? That's basically the take here. And this is always going to be an issue for the restaurant industry where... You know, costs, labor costs specifically here, mm-hmm. will be the question about how many waiters can you hire, and then what happens to the tips themselves. Sam Toya is joining us right now, and Sam is the CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Sam, thanks very much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
All right. Thank you, Sam.
All right, so let's talk about it. All right, so as a restaurateur, and I would imagine it's the same as the CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. I'm assuming you're opposed to this.
Yes. As the ordinance is written right now, we are opposed to it because the ordinance is written to eliminate the tip wage. But one thing I want to make sure that everyone understands, no tipped employee can ever legally earn less than the minimum wage. Just so everyone understands that. So it is not a sub-minimum wage. No tipped employee can ever legally earn less than the minimum wage. So if tips and the $6.40 an hour don't equal minimum wage, which is $13 right now, the employer has to make that up. And if they don't, obviously they could have the Office of Labor Standards of the City of Chicago come after them. They could have the Illinois Attorney General's Work Protection Unit come after them. And here's the big one, Ro. Here's the big one. They can have the Internal Revenue Service come after them. And no business owner wants the Internal Revenue Service coming after them.
No.
I believe that's true, Sam.
So you're talking to the restaurant owners. I'd imagine as a group, this is not a great idea to them. And you do hear from several of them saying this would mean the end for our business. Is it really that dire if they decide to do this? Does that mean we'll see businesses, restaurants close?
Well, you know, remember, think about this. So restaurateurs will need to find a way to endure 144% labor cost increase for their tipped employees. And that's just crazy. Again, 144% labor cost increase for their tipped employees. So it's extremely challenging for restaurants. And then let's think about this. How about the 17 wards that touch the 28 municipalities and one state that have lower entry level and tip wages that are in place? Business likes to see uniformity. And we want the 17 wards that touch the 28 municipalities and one state, Indiana, the 10th ward, will not, you know, there won't be uniformity. And that will just kill the businesses in these 17 wards.
Well, similar arguments were made about the smoking ordinance and others. And I don't know that really had the same impact. I know this is different. This is a direct economic problem. We'll get to that in just a second. But the idea that you're still going to have, there's going to be a, there are quality issues here that have to be considered. You've got the big restaurant industry downtown, right, where you've got steakhouses and big high-end restaurants. And then you're talking about the neighborhood guys, and how do you protect those neighborhood guys who are just, you know, struggling to stay in business that are, you know, like in Beverly, for example, where you're a block away from Evergreen Park, or you're a block away from, you know, one of those kinds
of things. Well, how about, you know, Jefferson Park's a block away from Norwich,
you
know.
Exactly. And the 10th Ward is, you are right, is you have to go underneath the electric lines, but then you get into Indiana. And then and it is like going into a no man's land. I don't know. I've never fully understood it. Okay, let's talk about what happens to the tips, though. Let's say you go to $13 an hour for the minimum. Can the restaurateur take the tips and then take his cut out of the tips?
So if if you eliminate the tipping, what would happen is a lot of restaurants could put a service charge on, and then they can do whatever they want with the tips. Once you get rid of the tip wage, it'd be like a tipping model. The service charge doesn't automatically go to the server or other front of the house staff. Instead, it could go to anyone the restaurateur wants it to go to. Go to the back of the house, go to the dishwashers, it could go to the maintenance guy. It doesn't matter who it goes to.
But currently, Sam, does the tip currently go in all circumstances to the server, and then the server is responsible for tipping out? How does that work in the system right now? What are the rules, at least, for that?
The rules is that the tip goes to the front of the house. It goes to the server.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is right now. You cannot take the tips. If you're using the tip wage, you can't take the tips and pass it out to anyone else in the front, in the back of the house or anything like that. It has to go to the servers. It's a valid tip pools are allowed for the front of the house only.
Okay. And then don't those guys, the men and women, the servers, tip out their busboys?
Yes, they usually do. Yes, Ro, they absolutely do. Yeah. But again, no tipped employee can ever legally earn less than the minimum wage.
Got it.
And the average, it's proven that the average wage person makes anywhere from $19 to $39 an hour. That's the average, $19 to $39. Some of these steakhouses, like you said, they're making six figures. And once in America, it's always been about tipping. You know what I mean? If we get away with the tip wage, what will happen is that tipping will kind of go away. And people won't make as much money as they make now. Bartenders and wait staff and busboys will not make the kind of money that they make now.
You're hearing from... I'm sorry, Sam. You hear from some servers who I think work at the places that Ro's talking about, the mom and pops that don't do the big business, the big corporate guys coming in with the big fat checks and stuff, that they're just more of the bread and butter style neighborhood places. And they're saying, I can't plan week to week, month to month, because it really, I can make, X amount and I can make 2X that amount in a different month or a different week. And it's really hard to just plan and pay my bills. Those are some of the people who are big advocates of saying, hey, to just give me something that I can regularly rely on would work better for me to be able to pay my bills.
I get what you're saying, Anna, but according to the Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection, these are their numbers, only 12 minimum wage complaints were filed by tipped employees in 2018, and only 3 were filed by tipped employees so far in 2019. So out of 400,000 minimum wage workers in Chicago, only 12 complaints were filed last year related to the tip wage. Again, no tipped employee can ever legally earn less than the minimum wage. If they do, the Office of Labor Standards is coming after them, the Illinois Attorney General's Work Protection Unit's coming after them, and as I said earlier, the Internal Revenue Service, and no business person wants them in their business.
I just want to be clear about this. Sam Toyas, who we're talking to, is the CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association, so you're the trade group for restaurateurs. I've noticed in the stories I have read that issue of the minimum wage being sustained at least by if you don't make it in tips, the restaurant has to pay you that. I'm not seeing that in any of the stories today.
That is the truth, and that's why I'm so glad you have me on, on air today, so I can explain that. And then here's the other thing, Ro. 95%, maybe 99% of the restaurants out there use technology for their payroll system.
Mm-hmm.
So businesses, it's easily track their employees' tips and wages through their digital point of sale systems. So usually, when you're doing your payroll,
for tax
if it's
purposes,
not equaling more than minimum wage, you're using a payroll service. The payroll service will bring it up to minimum wage because they're trying to protect you from a class action suit. Because if you're not paying, minimum wage between the tip, the tipped employees are not equaling minimum wage between their, between their tip wage and their tips, you could have a class action suit, and I can guarantee you no one wants a class action suit. So they use these payroll companies to make sure they're paying all their team members minimum wage,
right,
between tip and tip wage. And that's what I don't think people understand.
I just want to know, if you get the check and you pay the check in credit card but you leave the tip in cash, what happens there?
Well, okay, so 75% of the people now leave their tips on a debit credit card, but 25% still leave cash. And so So the weight person's supposed to report that cash. You know, that could be, let me say this, weight person are supposed to report that cash.
Okay.
You can.
I hear
you. Can
Chicago, Sam,
that.
I hear you. I hear you. It's okay. No, no, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. All right.
Sam, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sam.
All right.
Sam
Toya. Thank you.
Thank you for the Illinois Restaurant Association.
The part where he's right, I think, is definitely that if you knew that your server was getting minimum wage, I think that might impact behaviors in terms of tipping. Don't you think?
All right. Well, there's the restaurant side. Servers, 312.
Please let us know.
981-7200. You can text us or call us.
We're already hearing from somebody who says, you know, either it looks like they have personal experience with this, where they tried to file one of those claims that he's talking about, and says it's not as easy as you might think. You file a claim. 3 months later, you get a response to your claim. 6 months later, you have a hearing. 12 months later, you may get your missing $80. It isn't exactly as easy to reclaim that if it isn't quite right as you might think, according to this server who texted us on the text line from the 773.
All right.
As someone who has waited tables before, I was a waitress for a while, my frustration with that would also be, how many times have you seen a waitress go above and beyond compared to someone else? And if they're going to make less or just the same equal amount of money and not get as much money in tips because of how they're treating customers, that's frustrating. So some people can work a lot harder and it wouldn't make a difference, and some people can just slack off.
So in the server community, there's a hierarchy too. There are people who are better at it than others, is what you're saying. And if you're
right.
good at it and you're diligent about it, then you don't necessarily want somebody to take advantage of the system, because this ain't Moscow. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes, because if you're just a personable person, you're going above and beyond to make sure that someone's experience is great, you would hope to get a bigger tip. And some people might not want to really leave a tip knowing that situation.
Got it. All right. To the servers we go at 312-981-7200 right after we find out from Kim what's coming up at the top of the hour for the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Roe Mayor Lightfoot and Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle taking a small step to working together. We'll explain coming up.
All right, it's Rokon Show with Anna DeBlantis on 720 WGN. Big story today in Chicago is that the city council is considering an ordinance that would raise the minimum wage for restaurant employees to the immediate $13 an hour on its way up to $15 an hour for servers who get the benefit of the tip wage right now, which is the fact that they $6.40 an hour is what they get paid, but then they get paid tips, and they are theoretically allowed to keep the tips. And so the Restaurant Association, we just heard from them, said, hey, no, this would be bad for everybody. They would end up making less money over the long run. There are some servers who were quoted in the paper saying, listen, we want to have a guaranteed dollar amount, even though city ordinance requires them to have a guaranteed dollar amount, which is that they have to make the minimum wage if they haven't made it up in tips. And servers are like, hey, what are you people talking about? Pam is calling us on WGN 312-981-7200. Pam, go ahead.
I just wanted to speak out about servers in general, that I'm not a server, I'm the hostess, but I hear the servers talking at work, and it's just, you know, it's a shame that it has to be at minimum wage, which is so low right now, but I don't know that all these little restaurants can fly at $15 an hour. But a lot of customers, like I just said to the gentleman on the phone earlier, a lot of customers aren't even aware that what they're tipping has to be given out to other people, such as the bussers, the bartenders. You know, so they think the person is getting all this wonderful money, and, you know, it's not always a wonderful tip to begin with, and then you have to split it three ways.
Right.
So it's a hard call for the service industry. I mean, people have no idea what it's like until you work in the restaurant business.
Right. It's a very popular, Pam, thanks very much, very popular concept because, you know, you read this, you're like, oh, my God, those SOBs, how dare they? The man, and he's got a knife, and he's got hot utensils. How dare he take advantage of these poor workers who are working day in and day out when actually that isn't the full extent of the story, right?
No.
Cheryl, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Hi, Ro.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hello there. Yes, same thing. I've been in the restaurant business for 42 years. Same story. It's a lot of people don't understand that we have to tip out to bussers, to some of it goes, some companies even tip out to the cooks. They put it towards, the host, everyone. So it's not, you know, so you give me a $5 tip doesn't mean I'm getting $5. It means I am now probably getting three out of that five. So by the time you're done, if you're looking at, you know, changing minimum wage in it, where I work, it's $4.85. Now you've got to try and kick me up. And if you're going to try and change all of that, I'm going to be making less money because I work my pretty little tushy off.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other people that do not work as hard as me, and I get more compliments than anyone, even though I'm older than most servers, because I work to you met me once, Ro, and
did he tip well? Jim, did he tip well?
Where did I meet you?
No, actually, you happened to see me at Sabatino's when they were closing. You were there for
Judy's birthday.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, who could forget that night? Okay, don't make me play the tape of Anna playing the violin. That was really something.
I grabbed the violin that night. But so is
that
it?
Was a fun night.
It was a super fun night, and the I would say all the servers there work very hard. We could tell because it was such a busy time, and it seemed like everybody was doing, you know, going above and beyond. But let me ask you something: do you get to decide how much to tip out the busboys when someone gives you the $5 tip, the $10 tip? Do you get to decide how much goes to the other support staff, or is that on the restaurant management?
No, you don't. So there are some places I've had to do a lot of my own busing, but yet I still have to tip out the required amount by that restaurant.
Yeah.
Some places it's 20% of, a lot of it is 20% off what your sales are. So say I sell $500 in sales that day, then I have to times that and I have to tip out $10 minimum. And sometimes I will give extra to a busboy who helped me out particularly.
Yeah.
So
right. So everybody, it is very, very much.
Not off how much I made, because sometimes you might have some tables that stiff you. Mm-hmm. You know, don't leave anything.
Right.
Then they don't care. They still, you know, because of the place I worked, I would get a $100 check, but some of these people didn't know to tip, and they would leave me $5 on a $100 bill.
Right. That's how it goes. So, Cheryl, thank you very much. We got to run, but thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you for your fine service at Sabatino's. And God rest Sabatino's. And God bless America and all those guys at Sabatino's. I hope they bring it back because I need more peach cobbler. I think America needs our peach cobbler.